These foods are tasty, healthy, they make me feel good, they improve my insulin sensitivity, and most importantly, they don't spike my blood sugar. Today we're gonna talk about 7 superfoods that I think every diabetic should eat every day. Or if not every day, then at least multiple times a week. And after that, I will talk a little bit more about eggs. Should they be on the diabetes superfood list or not? I'm gonna share my thoughts because I know some of you feel very strongly about eggs. And let's start with superfood number 7. And if you watched my channel before, then this one might come as a surprise to you. Because number 7 is a kind of a seafood. My superfood number 7 is shrimp. Now obviously shrimp will not spike your blood sugar because it doesn't have any carbs. And its glycemic index is 0. It's low in calories, relatively low in fat, and high in protein. But aside from that, the main thing why I like shrimp is that it's very nutrient dense food. That means you don't need to eat a big portion, but you still get a high amount of protein and essential vitamins and minerals to your body. Omega-3s, vitamin D, vitamin B12, and others. I usually get raw shrimp that's already been cleaned up. Couple minutes to grill them or saute them in a pan. Now there are many other seafoods that have similar qualities as shrimp, but the reason I picked shrimp is that it's easy to make, it's tasty, and you can get it almost everywhere. My other seafood picks that I absolutely love would be octopus and crab. These are really tasty too, but they are a bit more difficult to come by, and that's why they didn't make the list. But if you ever try grilled octopus or the sweet crab meat, I guarantee you, you will never want to go back. Moving on to diabetic superfood number 6. And this one probably won't come as a surprise to you, because I have glorified it on my channel before. By the way, when I was planning this video, I wanted to make sure that I fully understand what the term superfood means. Quite honestly, it can mean different things to different people. The widely acceptable definition is that superfoods are foods that offer maximum nutritional benefits for minimum calories. They are packed with vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. And my superfood number 6 is a great example of this. Another nutrient-dense food. It's a great source of fiber, protein, many important vitamins like folate and vitamin B1, and many important minerals like iron, magnesium, and a lot more. And you guessed it right, my superfood number 6 is black beans. Now, to be honest, some people in the diabetes community will tell you that beans are rich in carbs. They will spike your blood sugar, and that's why you should not eat them. Well, let's talk about it. 100 grams of black beans, which is a bit more than half a cup, has 45 carbs. Sounds like a lot, but we need to deduct 15 grams of fiber. Now we are at 30 net carbs. This still might sound like a lot to some people, but when we look at the glycemic index of black beans, we will see that it's only 30, which is very good. When I eat black beans, they almost never spike my blood sugar a lot. And if they spike it at all, it's a very slow, steady spike. Nothing to be concerned with. What I love the most about beans is that when I eat high glycemic index foods like boiled potatoes, for example, which would normally skyrocket my blood sugar. When I combine those boiled potatoes with black beans, then my blood sugar will spike much slower and much less. I cannot quite scientifically explain this, but it's true, it really happens that way for me. A lot of time I cook my beans on my own, but when I don't have a lot of time, I get beans in a can. That's okay too. When I do that, I always try to go for those with no added sugar, fat, and salt, or at least rinse them to get rid of any added salt. Now there are other types of beans and other legumes that have similar qualities to beans, and they could as well make the list. Things like lentils, chickpea, or soybeans are also great. The only thing that I would warn you about when it comes to beans and legumes are those processed kinds of beans and other legumes that have more carbs and less fiber. Your blood sugar might go up quite fast after eating them. And those are definitely not a superfood. Moving on to my superfood number 5. And this one has to be some fruit, because we can't go all day without eating fruit and some vitamins. It probably won't come as a surprise either, because I mentioned it in one of my previous videos as a diabetes approved fruit. This fruit has high levels of antioxidants, fiber, and vitamin C. It has a very sweet taste, but it only contains 5 net carbs per 100 grams. Superfood number 5 is raspberries, and we could replace them with blackberries as well if we wanted to. Raspberries have 12 carbs and 7 grams of fiber per 100 grams, and blackberries only 10 carbs and 5 grams of fiber per 100 grams. The glycemic index is very low for both, 32 for raspberries and 20 35 for blackberries. And these are all excellent numbers. It basically means that raspberries and blackberries will not spike your blood sugar too much, even if you are insulin resistant. And they will get a lot of good stuff in your body. I personally try to eat some kind of berries every day, usually as part of my breakfast bowl. Sometimes I will alternate raspberries with strawberries or blueberries, which spike my blood sugar a bit more because they have a bit higher glycemic index, but other than that, full of vitamins, fiber, and antioxidants. Moving on to superfood number 4. And on our list, we already have seafood, beans, and berries. So we really need to add something green. And my superfood number 4 is one of the most nutritious vegetables in the world. It's loaded with vitamin K1, vitamin A, and vitamin C. It's a great source of manganese, magnesium, potassium, iron, and calcium. And if you guessed that my superfood number 4 is spinach, you are absolutely correct. Spinach is a great nutrient-dense food. It only has 23 calories per 100 gram serving, a little bit more than 3 carbs, but 2 grams of fiber and 2 grams of protein. And for these little calories, it's loaded with all those vitamins and minerals. I found that the glycemic index of spinach is 15, but to be honest, in real life, I can eat as much spinach as I want and my blood sugar will not go anywhere. Now, I might be a bit biased because I really love spinach. My mom used to make it for me multiple times a week when I was a kid and I really loved it. But I can imagine not all of you want to eat spinach every day, and that's okay. Great substitute for spinach is kale, but I guess that doesn't help because kale is not very tasty, I know. So I would accept if you replace spinach or kale with some other green leafy vegetables and put it daily on your plate. Moving on to my superfood number 3, and this one might be a bit controversial because there are no reliable studies on this one yet. This one is also quite new, but I absolutely love it and I think it definitely belongs on the diabetes superfood list, at least on mine. I'm not a doctor, I'm not a nutritionist, I don't provide medical advice, so I guess I can put on my superfoods list whatever I want, right? This superfood comes from Peru. It's a great source of vitamin C, vitamin B6, iron, potassium, and other important nutrients. But that's actually not the main reason why I added on this list. It's also claimed to boost energy and performance levels, improve memory, improve fertility in men, and even be beneficial for women in menopause. These are some big claims, so let's see what my superfood number 3 is and if it really can do all these things. My superfood number 3 is Peruvian maca root. And I'm gonna get very personal now. I previously struggled with weak memory and decreased sexual appetite. And to be honest, I blame diabetes for these things and for doing the damage over the past 35 years. I decided to try maca. What I did is I started adding 1 teaspoon of this 100% natural maca powder to my breakfast bowl. And after a month of doing this, my memory and my energy levels didn't really go anywhere. They stayed the same, but my sexual appetite improved a lot. Now, I don't want to get too deep into this topic because this channel really is about diabetes. It should not be about my bedroom adventures. But I'm telling you, this stuff really worked for me. And that's why I had to add it on my superfoods list. And I hope it will help some of you too. Moving on to my superfood number 2. We already have seafood, beans, berries, spinach, maca root. So I feel we need to add something that has great taste and something that will bring some healthy fats on our plate. Another nutrient-dense food that has such a wide variety of beneficial nutrients. Look at the vitamins. K1, folate, vitamin C, and many others. And the minerals. Potassium, copper, magnesium, and again, many others. I think most of you already know what it is. My superfood number 2 is avocado. Now, avocado is not exactly low in calories. It's very rich in fats. And although these are all healthy fats, avocado is a little bit more calorie-rich food when we compare it to others on this list. But I still think it's a great choice for diabetics because it only has 17 carbs offset by 14 grams of fiber. So only 3 net carbs per 100 grams. And the glycemic index of avocado is also very low, around 15. And I can confirm that my blood sugar doesn't spike at all after eating avocado. And I love to add a homemade avocado salad or guacamole to many of my plates. And I'll give you one tip. I prefer these big light green avocados. I think they are called quintals. They taste more fresh and juicy than the small dark avocados. And I think they have less calories too. Moving on to the next superfood for diabetics. And this one, my friend, is the number 1 superfood on my list. Before I get to it, I want to remind you how you can get in touch with me if you wanted to. You can sign up for my Patreon site and you can message with me one-on-one. What you can also do is book a coaching session with me. I really enjoyed those coaching sessions that we already had with some of you. I talked with many of you about different topics: diet, blood sugar management, diabetes technology, and I would love to talk to more of you. Feel free to reach out on Patreon or on my website. Links are down below. Now, I'm sure my number one superfood will not come as a surprise to those of you who have been watching my channel regularly, because I brought it up already a few times. This food has 5 main benefits. It's packed with fiber, it helps make you feel full and reduces appetite, it helps support weight loss, it's a great source of omega-3 fatty acids, just like avocado, and it helps reduce post-meal blood sugar spikes. And I'm sure you already know what it is. Of course, chia seeds. Wait, eggs didn't make the list? No, they didn't, and I'm gonna tell you why right after I tell you a bit more about chia seeds. The main reason why I love chia seeds is that they are loaded with fiber, and when I add them to any meal, they will basically slow my blood sugar spike from that meal. It works for me every time. So I tend to add them to almost anything. It's crazy, I know, but it really works. Look at that. 1 ounce or 28 gram portion of chia seeds has 12 carbs and 10 grams of fiber. When I did a bit of research, I realized that when I soak or ground the chia seeds, the body can absorb more of the nutrient. So I tried to do that. Another great alternative to chia seeds are flax seeds. But flax seeds always need to be ground, otherwise the body will not be able to process them. Now, enough about chia seeds and flax seeds, let's talk about eggs. Because I know eggs are a sensitive topic for many of you. So eggs didn't make my top 7 superfood list. But keep in mind, this list is very subjective. I'm not a doctor, I'm not a nutritionist, and I selected and ranked my superfoods based on my personal preference. But I have to admit that I have been wrong about eggs before. In one of my videos, I said that eggs are one of the 10 harmful foods that diabetics keep eating. And many of you disagreed with me and let me know quite loudly in the comment section that eggs are not harmful. In that video, I said exactly this. About 60% of calories in eggs come from fat. Eggs are also loaded with cholesterol, about 200 milligrams for an average sized egg. That's more than double the amount of cholesterol in a Big Mac. And you guessed it, saturated fat and cholesterol contribute to potential for heart disease, which is one of the potential complications when you have diabetes, and one of the things you might want to be careful about. Now, after doing some more research about eggs, I realized that I have been clearly wrong, too radical about saturated fats and cholesterol in eggs. The dietary cholesterol in eggs is apparently not a problem, because our body needs cholesterol, our brain needs cholesterol. It's never been proven that the dietary cholesterol in eggs automatically converts into the bad cholesterol in blood, which would be a problem. So I want to apologize for that mistake, and I want to let you know that I no longer think that eggs are bad for diabetics. Actually, after doing that research on eggs, I can easily imagine they could make someone else's list of top diabetes superfoods. Eggs are a great source of many important nutrients, vitamins, and minerals. They increase satiety levels. Clearly, they don't spike blood sugar because they have zero carbs and a glycemic index of 0, which is great for diabetics. And the main point I was trying to make in that previous video, which clearly didn't come out the way I planned, was that frying eggs or scrambling eggs in oil every morning and eating them with bacon, sausage, or some other processed ingredients is not healthy. Eggs, just like any other superfood I talked about in this video, are healthy on their own. But if you fry them in oil, which is highly processed fat, or if you cover them with refined sugar, then the superfood no longer is a superfood, because you will be consuming all the calories from that processed oil and processed sugar. By the way, why don't you check that video of 10 most harmful foods that diabetics keep eating? Click it here and watch it next. I think it will help you too. Ciao.